This is Steve Sherlock, another in a series of radio shows for Franklin Matters. This is number 316. This session shares the Franklin Mass Fire Department promotion ceremony held on Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. This is the next step in the department's reorganization plan put together by Chief James J. McLaughlin. Links to earlier updates are shown in the show notes. The ceremony runs about 45 minutes, so let's listen to the fire department promotion ceremony. Oh, of note, the actual swearing-in by the town clerk and her assistant is hard to hear. However, all the announcements for the pinning of each individual is loud and clear.
Hi, good afternoon again. My name is James Klitsch. I'm one of the deputy fire chiefs here in Franklin. On behalf of Chief McLaughlin and the men and women of the Franklin Fire Department, welcome to our 2020 promotions and pinning ceremony. Although we are outside, we do ask that parties try to maintain as well as possible some social distancing, try to keep your parties together. If you need a mask, we do have masks available if you'd like one to wear. At this time, please join me in welcoming the honorees being piped in by Lieutenant Scott Keefe of the Milford Fire Department and the Worcester Fire Brigade. They're going to stand here.
Yeah. Say please stand. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Actually, everyone was one step ahead of me, so we're going to remain standing for the national anthem. It will be performed by our fellow town employee, Liz Cassidy.
Detail, stand, foot, about, face, present, arms.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through to the night that our flag was still there. so does that star-spangled banner your way. Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Please remain standing for the invocation delivered by Franklin Fire Chaplain Rick Marku.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we come together this afternoon to celebrate these men and women who have worked so hard and trained so diligently to achieve their dreams. We ask you to protect these new officers of the Franklin Fire Department who have been called into the fire service to be leaders. Give them courage as they carry out their duties of their respective positions. Give them wisdom and understanding and help them to grow in leadership ability. Give them dedication and commitment to service that marks the finest of firefighters. And above all, give them compassion for those whom they serve. We celebrate their dreams and commitment as we congratulate them on their achievement. They are entering a new phase of their career and continued faithful service to the town, to the Franklin community. Thank you for all the mentors and supporters and family members who have made this day possible. Give them courage, protect them, and keep them safe. We ask that you give them the wisdom to seek help in times of stress and hardship. Help them to take care of each other as they strive to take care of others. Together we pray, amen.
You may be seated. Please welcome our first speaker, Fire Chief James G. McLaughlin.
That feels good, taking that mask off. Ever since the City Town Council did their FinCom meetings in the football field, we felt that the bar was set high, so we were trying to keep that level, so we decided to do this here. So welcome everybody, appreciate everybody being here to be a part of this important day for the Franklin Fire Department. I especially want to welcome our town administrator, Jamie Helen, Chrissy Welton, administrative assistant to the town manager, our HR director, Karen Pratt, chair of the town council, Tom Mercer, with other members of the council that are here with us. We have members of our state delegation, Representative Jeff Roy. We have Senator Rausch. We have representatives from Senate, President Spilker's office as well. Susan, we appreciate you being here. Also with us today is the Franklin Police Chief, TJ Lynch. Chief, thank you very much. We have firefighters on duty, off duty from the Franklin Fire Department, as well as a few retirees. We have with us some firefighters from other departments, some chiefs from other departments. My dad's here, retired chief of the Providence Fire Department, McGill. We have family and friends of last, but certainly not least, our 11 new sworn officers here today, and our newest recruit with the fire department. First and foremost, I'd like to congratulate each one of these officers for taking on that new role and their new duties in the Franklin Fire Department. I'm very confident they're going to do a great job. They all deserve it very much, and we know they're going to do a great job. I also think it's important to congratulate the family and close friends of everybody that's up here as well. they would not have the success that they have here at the Franklin Fire Department if they didn't have the support from everybody at home. You're the ones that missed the ball games, the holidays, the birthday parties. And if that isn't enough time away from their families, they spend extra time taking more classes to better themselves and to prepare for promotion exams. So we thank you as well. This is your day to celebrate. This is a historic day for Franklin Fire, make no mistake about it. This afternoon we're swearing 4 first ever battalion chiefs. We're swearing our first EMS captain. This is going to do a lot of great things for this department. It's going to make us a lot more efficient, effective. It's going to allow us to grow when the town grows in the future, when the needs grow from this community. And it's also going to get us one step closer as an ISO Class 1 fire department. Those are all great things that are going to happen to this fire department. But really what this is all about, this restructure that took place this past Sunday, is safety. We have more, better safety in this department. We have another person on the platoon. We have a new officer in each group. And this is a big deal. This makes our jobs, every one of their jobs, safer. And that goes down to the community and it makes the lives of everybody in this community safer. This did not happen by accident. This was a lot of hard work, collaboration by a lot of people. Most of those people are here today. First, starting off with the town administrator, Jamie Helen, and his team, including Karen Bratt, the HR director. We have the executive committee of Local 2637, including President Chuck Allen. We have the fire department administration, including Deputy Chief Glitch, Bob Berry, and our executive assistant, Tracy Hosford. And with that, with all that work, we had support of our town council, not just support of our town council, we had unanimous support of our town council, which is pretty rare. And I think any of my colleagues in any cities and towns will tell you how rare that is in any other communities, and we really appreciate that. And then the final piece of the puzzle was our delegation, our representatives and our senators at the State House had to get through some important legislation to remove us from civil service in a timely fashion. It just happened to be in the middle of a pandemic. So we really appreciate that effort that you made. It meant the world to us, and we can't thank you enough. For our 3 new lieutenants, I will say this. For our 3 new lieutenants, my message today is I think that this is... Excuse me, I'm going to just take a step back. Thank you. Thank you very much. So we have 3 new lieutenants getting promoted this afternoon, and I firmly believe that the lieutenant's rank is the most important rank in the fire service. That's the first time you stop using the word I and you start using the word we. You're now responsible for the well-being of a crew. Any decisions that a lieutenant makes or does not make at the very beginning of an incident can be the difference between life and death. That is an awesome, awesome responsibility, one that should never be taken lightly. We have our new captains. Even though this rank is not new to the Franklin Fire Department, they will be stationed at Station 2 on King Street. They will be responsible for the day-to-day operations of King Street on a daily basis. We also included with our captains our EMS captain position, which is the first. This position was implemented in September of 2019, and I'm happy to say that one of the major roles of this job is to make sure we get as close to 100% of our rescue billing receipts back to the town. And I can tell you, we just got our 2020 numbers, and we've had the highest numbers come back to the town this year. And what's especially significant about getting those strong numbers in FY20 is the last 4 months of this fiscal year, the last third, we actually were down in our run volume, down 15 to 18%. So that gives you an idea of how important that position is to the department. And then we also have our 4 new battalion chiefs. These are the officers that are in charge of everything on the group every day. They have administrative duties, they're in charge of incidents at the scenes, and each one of these new 4 chiefs have a collateral duty, a specific duty that they're assigned to. I've had the opportunity of watching all four of these four new chiefs throughout the last year. They all have different personalities, they all have their different strengths and weaknesses. But there is one common thread that all four of these new battalion chiefs have. They have enormous dedication to the fire service, enormous dedication to the Franklin Fire Department. And I can't think of four better pioneers to take on this new role as chiefs of the Franklin Fire Department. So my final message, if I may, to all the officers being made today is this, and it's simple. When you take on these new roles and you have your new crews, you're not supposed to be their friend. You're the boss. Be able to say no. We know that everyone you know what the right thing to do is for the department, for the town. Make those hard decisions. And if you're consistent with all your crews throughout your whole career, I assure you that you'll get the support and respect surely to follow. So again, congratulations to everybody here today, and congratulations to all the family and friends of these officers, and I hope you all have a great celebration throughout the rest of the evening in celebration with them. Thank you.
Now please welcome our next speaker, Franklin Town Administrator Jamie Hellum.
Boy, Chief, you're right. That does really feel good to take that mask off. It's not often. But I got to tell you, following you, next time when the agenda's written, I'm going before you because I don't want to be following you up anymore. Thank you very much. So good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this evening's ceremony. It's a great pleasure to be here on such a historic evening. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jamie Hellum, and I have the honor and privilege to serve as your town administrator. I stand up here this evening with a very big sense of pride. As I look over at the men and women who are being promoted this evening, their families and the department staff, I can confidently say that we have the best fire department in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We're incredibly fortunate to work with such a dedicated group of people who work tirelessly on behalf of this community every single day, every single shift, to give our citizens the confidence and comfort that an elite paramedic will arrive at their door when their family needs the most. So thank you to all of you for your hard work and commitment to this organization and this community. And I ask just a big round of applause for everybody in the department. Thank you. So I learned many years ago when working at the State House one big lesson, know your audience. And I can see some really excited people over here tonight that want to get promoted, want to get pinned, and want to celebrate with their families as they should. So I'm going to keep these remarks brief, and I just want to highlight a few acknowledgments. So first, I'd like to expressly thank publicly the town council, many of which are joined here in the front row tonight, for their unanimous support of the reforms and initiatives in the most recent collective bargaining agreement, as well as the town's budget process this year for FY21. We all understand and sure, you know, the staff do a lot of the work, but to have the public support of our legislative body should mean a tremendous amount to everyone here today. It makes the difference, not just a difference. And so I want to thank the town council for their complete support over the last year during a lot of these transitions, many of which are difficult, but to have unanimous support means a tremendous amount to me, our staff, and it should mean a tremendous amount to all of you out here listening at home. Second, I want to thank our legislative delegation, as the chief already mentioned and stole one of my talking points. We gave them a tough task to get this done on time already in February. That was pre-COVID. We asked for July 1st, and they delivered just a few days before that. So it really shows a true marker of the effect our legislators have on Beacon Hill. I want to thank our town staff, Chrissy Welton and Karen Blatt over here, for their continued support and assistance in keeping the ball moving on all of our collective bargaining agreements for all of our unions. We started negotiations in February of 2019 as a new labor relations team for the town administration for the first time in almost 20 years. And as I've said many times publicly before, there's nobody I'd rather work than with the both of you. Furthermore, Karen, thank you for your incredible support for the public employees in the Human Resources Office, your continued compassion to our staff, and creativity on how to get our employees the best benefits for their families has made a substantial difference, and nowhere are your values as profession and as a person more evident than in the fire department. I want to thank Chief McLaughlin, obviously, for his leadership and immediate impact on the culture here in the department. And just so all of you know, and it's out here, and one individual was a part of this that's in the audience, so he'll know. But through the interview process last year, we kept on asking, you know, the chief, you know, why do you want the job, right? It's the easiest question to ask. And he just kept on saying, look, I miss the firehouse. It's who I am. I got to get back in the house. This desk job I've been doing for a year isn't really working out too well. So, but I know for a fact, it's nights like tonight that made him come back. To someone like this guy over here, tonight's ceremony means everything to him and his family. Everything. Even in a pandemic, doesn't matter what it is, you're never going to see a grimace because it's nights like tonight that bring this guy back to be a chief for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the Franklin Fire Department. So thank you very much, Chief McLaughlin, for your leadership in the last year. And finally, I do want to give a special shout out to two of these soon-to-be former captains and newly appointed battalion chiefs, Chuck Allen and Tommy Carlucci. For some reason, every time there was an event, a meeting, a retirement, anything Franklin Fire, I seemed to always be having some lengthy chat with one of the two of you. Oh, there you are, Chuck. Now, most of you in this audience who know me well, and these guys down here are going to get a good crack out of this, most of you know I can pop the kernels off a corn cob by talking. It's no secret. I got my mother's chatty Kathy. But hint, hint, so can these two guys. There are many side conversations, off-the-record conversations, late-night conversations, day conversations, very heated conversations, some funny conversations, many, many laughs, and even a few more conversations at Kohl's for a retirement or two. But all the extra time these two gentlemen spent with me is the reason why we're here today. When I took over a year ago as TA, I realized these guys were looking for a window of opportunity to chart the department's future in front of them for many of the other staff that are here tonight either being promoted or will be promoted in the future. Over those first 3 or 4 years since I worked in Franklin, it became evident that we had not only developed a good working relationship as work colleagues, but more importantly as trusted friends. Personally for me, tonight is a day I'll cherish for the rest of my career. These times do not come by every day, and I'm extremely proud to be a part of something this bold and this brave. I don't have a crystal ball and do not know what the future holds, but I know where we are tonight. We're here at the Franklin Fire Department for a once-in-a-lifetime celebration, acknowledging the accomplishments of the 11 men and women and their families who have given an immense sacrifice and commitment to this community. I want to congratulate all of you on all of your promotions this evening and continued success in your new roles, and I look forward to working with all of you on maintaining the success that we've developed thus far. Thank you very much, everyone.
All right, so we're to the point now that I'm sure all the honorees are really itching for to get going. So for the swearing in of our honorees, we're going to have them take their oaths in groups by their rank, and then they're going to be pinned individually, alphabetically. So you will have opportunities to take pictures while they're being pinned individually as they step to the side. So whatever family members we have here that will be presenting or assisting with the pinning, if you can start making your way up as we call each of the ranks. So I'd like to, at this time, to invite Town Clerk Teresa Bear to come forward and for the battalion chiefs to stand.
Thank you. Chuck, if you want to step out, you can take your mask off
for the actual pinning. So before we actually go to pin, Chuck, I just want to basically get a little bio of each of our newly promoted members. Chuck was hired in May of 2000. He was promoted to lieutenant in August of 2018. He was promoted to captain October 2018, and he's being pinned by his wife, Kristen. Next, we have Thomas Carlucci. Tommy was hired July of 1999. He was promoted to lieutenant in July of 2012. Promoted to captain in October 2018. And he was being pinned by his wife, Karen. Take off your mask. There you can tell who you are. Next we have Keith Darling. Keith was hired January of 2001, promoted first to lieutenant in May of 2016, promoted to captain July 2018, and he's being pinned by his wife Michelle, along with his daughter Allison and son Nicholas. For last our battalion chiefs, we have Stephen Sims. Stephen was hired December 1992 full-time after serving 5 years as a call firefighter, also for the town of Franklin. He was promoted to lieutenant in September 1999 and then promoted to captain in January 2002. And Steve, I forgot to put the information. So you're being pinned by your wife?
Daughter.
And your daughter, excuse
daughter
me.
Valerie.
Daughter Valerie. Oh, I forgot a line. I left a blank spot, Steve. I never got back to it. I left a blank spot and never got back to it. All right, you can be seated. Next, we could have the captains now stand. And Teresa, I invite you back up for the oath of office.
Step up front. Step.
Sean Lovelin, I, Kevin Marshall, do solemnly swear, faithfully, as I do, inspire, and
For our first pinning in the rank of captain, we have William Blanchard. William was hired in November 2013. He was promoted to lieutenant in September 2019. He is being pinned by his wife Carol, along with his daughter Jacqueline and son Jake. Our next captain, Thomas Konechna, was hired June 1996, promoted to lieutenant September 1999. He is being pinned by his wife, Kristen, along with his brother, Paul, who is the assistant fire chief of the Dudley Fire Department, as well as his brother, David, retired captain, also of the Dudley Fire Department. Come on up. Next, we have Sean Lovely. Sean was hired June of 2004, promoted to lieutenant October 2018. He's being pinned by his wife, Kristen. Next, we have Kevin Marshall. Kevin was hired in April of 2006, promoted to lieutenant October 2018, and is being pinned by his wife, Jen. Okay, if we can now have the lieutenants now stand and come forward. Again, I'd like to invite Teresa Bohr. Oh, or invite Nancy Donello. Citizens of Frank, with respect,
of the fire department and the Constitution of the United States of America, the state of Massachusetts, and the laws and ordinances of the town of Franklin. I accept this obligation of my responsibility freely and upon my honor. Congratulations.
Yeah, please. Feel like take off your mask? Paul Mola was hired January 2001. He's being pinned by his wife, Christine. Next, we have Lori Roy. Lori was hired March of 2000, and she's being pinned by her mother, Jane Mailo, assisted by Airman First Class Christopher Roy. If you couldn't tell, we kept it a secret from her. David, you can step over. You don't have to be shy. Last for the test, we have David Smith. David was hired January of 1998 and is being pinned by his wife, Cindy, as well as his sons, Benjamin and Samuel.
They take a picture. Oh.
So as they're being seated, if we can give one more round of applause for all of our promotions. And last but not least, we have our new hire, firefighter paramedic Dylan Boss.
Solemnly, freely, and upon my honor.
Sounds good. You can take a mask on. Just to get a quick bio about Dylan. Dylan was born in Weymouth in 1993. He attended East Bridgewater High School and upon graduation went to UMass Boston to pursue a liberal arts degree. In 2014, Dylan then went to school to become an EMT while also pursuing a fire science degree at Massasoit Community College. In 2018, Dylan then went to school to become a paramedic, successfully completing that program last year. Dylan credits his success to his supporting mother and father, Carol and Tim, his sister, Sarah, grandmother, Mary, and girlfriend, Paulette. And his girlfriend, Paulette, will be doing the pinning on him today. All right, so that concludes all of the actual swearing-ins for this ceremony. So I ask that you please rise for the benediction, again delivered by Franklin Fire Chaplain Rick Marcoux.
Heavenly Father, Creator and God of love, we ask your blessing upon these newly promoted men and women of the Franklin Fire Department. We ask that you protect them in the months and years ahead, that they may continue in the commitment and dedication that has brought them this far. May they act with compassion as they respond to those in danger and distress. May they work in the department to promote the teamwork that is the mark of true brotherhood and sisterhood. Protect their families and loved ones, and give your blessing to the Franklin Fire Department, which has prepared them so well for the work ahead. Amen.
So this does conclude our ceremony for today. We're gonna have a receiving line of the honorees here in front of the podium. And it'll be beginning from your right-hand side, from the audience right. We do ask, try to maintain social distancing as well as you can through the receiving line. So at this time,
council.
Yeah. And we're going to have the council and members of the town of Franklin go first. Okay. So you guys can
go down here.
Yep, just spread yourselves out.
Spread it out.
And as you do exit the receiving line, if you so choose to go through, we do have the light refreshments available in the last bay door here.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. You can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.